It would be fair to say that Rob had mixed feelings about his stepsister Sarah moving back into the family home after 5 years spent living with her now ex-boyfriend. He'd kind of missed having her around the house, as they'd always got on pretty well, despite the 10-year age difference. No, having her back in the bosom of the family wasn't a problem. It was the fact that he had suddenly realised how beautiful she was. He'd been 12 when she moved out, and her female charms had kind of sailed over his head. He'd always known that she was technically attractive, but until now he'd given no more thought to it. She was his stepsister after all. However, living in close quarters again, he was learning a disturbing truth. His stepsister was turning him on. The long legs, the beautifully curved backside, the firm big-up breasts, the beautiful brown eyes framed by a neat fringe of dark hair. All of this was a lot to ask a permanently horny 17-year-old virgin to live with. The final straw had been the previous weekend. It had been early evening, and Rob had been slouched in front of the TV, idly contemplating some trashy game show, when his sister had walked in wearing a figure-hugging black dress. "Will you do me a favour, Rob?" "What?" he replied without taking his eyes off the TV. "Will you do me up?" He looked up to see that his stepsister had her back to him. The zipper on her dress was all the way to the waist, betraying the fact that she wasn't wearing a bra. This knowledge brought a trace of colour to his cheeks as he got up and shuffled over to her, pure teenage awkwardness. "When are you going to get yourself another girlfriend?" Sarah asked as he fumbled with the zip. "When are you going to get yourself another boyfriend?" he shot back. "Me and Max were together 5 years. I think I've earned a rest." "How long were you with that girl? What was she called? Megan?" "Long enough," he replied. "You should get out there. You're a good-looking boy, even if you do try to hide it." She casually flicked his fringe and walked out of the room. He watched as she went, and the vision of her walking down the hallway, the dress covering her firm buttocks like a second skin, was what was going to get him through the next 10 minutes, as he crouched over the toilet, tugging frantically at his swollen cock, ribbons of hot cum spraying onto the porcelain and into the water. He'd never wanked over Sarah before, and would have expected to feel at least a bit dirty, but he didn't. The truth was, he wanted to fuck her. It was a few days after this that there was a fundamental change in the relationship between the step-siblings, and it began with a pair of Rob's sister's knickers. It was the following Wednesday evening, and the parents were out at the cinema, and Rob was at a slightly loose end. He slumped listlessly up the stairs, and as he got to the top, the noise of running water told him that Sarah was having a shower. He strolled into a bedroom and looked out of the window for a moment, watching the sun go down over the rooftops. He turned around and was about to go into his room when he saw Sarah's discarded clothes on the bed. One item in particular drew his attention like a horny teenage magpie. This was some new kind of wrong, he decided, as he reached over and picked up Sarah's knickers. He touched the material and thought about where it had been 10 minutes earlier, pressed into the warm space between his stepsister's legs. He imagined the shape of her pussy slit visible through the knickers, thought about the heat coming from that tender place. Without thinking, he lifted the knickers to his nose and breathed in deeply. The sweet, musky smell of his stepsister's pussy making his head spin and his penis jerk alive in his trousers. He inhaled deeply again while he unzipped the fly of his jeans with his other, slightly unsteady hand. He fumbled with his underpants, liberating his already half erect cock. It sprang out, twitching, as it continued to fill with blood at record speed. Rob might still have been a virgin, but he had seen enough porn to know that he had a bigger than average dick. It was 8 inches long and thick, especially the shiny purple head, which visibly swelled as he took in more of his step sister's beautiful smell. He idly started to stroke it, his cock now fully erect. God, he was so turned on. He could feel his legs trembling slightly. He took Sarah's knickers and slowly wrapped them around his throbbing cock, covering the shaft in material so that only the swollen head of his penis was showing. He began to rub the material up and down, loving the feel of the soft material against his cock. He was so caught up in the sensation that he didn't hear the quiet crack as the bathroom door opened across the hallway. He did hear the bedroom door open, though, and the gasp of breath. Instinctively, he spun round in the direction of the noise, allowing Sarah to get a full view of her stepbrother in his aroused state. It was one of those moments of shock where a second is stretched out to a small eternity, allowing Sarah to notice three things. Her brother was in possession of a fully erect penis. Said penis was of a pretty impressive size, certainly bigger than Max's. And perhaps most shocking of all, he was wanking his cock with an item of her underwear. "What the fuck?" she exclaimed, eyes as big as saucers, and she comprehended the level of depravity that was occurring in her bedroom. Her brother just grunted in shock as his body went into panic mode. One hand grabbed desperately at his pants, which he gathered around his ankles, while the other went over his crotch, trying to hide his rapidly deflating member from his stepsister's outraged gaze. It was not a pretty sight. Sarah had never seen her brother's face so red. It was like his head was going to explode. He finally managed to get his trousers back up and made for the door, mumbling, "Sorry," without looking up from the carpet. "Hang on just a minute," said Sarah, blocking his exit. He stopped in front of her and looked up at the ceiling, a gasp of despair escaping from his mouth. Could his humiliation get any worse? "Look," he said, transferring his gaze back to the carpet. Anything but to look into his stepsister's eyes. "I'm sorry, okay?" Sarah was still gobsmacked at what she'd just witnessed. "God, I knew teenage boys were horny," she said eventually. "But using my underwear as some kind of sex aid, that's kind of disgusting." Rob finally managed to look her in the eye. "I'm sorry." His sister contemplated him for a moment. "You know what? I think I'm going to have to tell Mum and Dad." Her stepbrother's face collapsed, his eyes widening in horror. "No, Sarah, you can't do that. Please don't." Why would she do such a thing? What could he do to buy her silence? He was about to throw himself on his knees when his stepsister said the magic words. "Okay, maybe I won't tell." It was less a sigh of relief from her brother than a roar. "Thank you." He made to go past her and she put her hands up again. "It isn't as easy as that, bro." There was a look in her eyes that her stepbrother couldn't identify. The anger had gone and been replaced with something else. "You don't get off the hook that easily. What do you want?" "I need your help." She reached behind her and the towel she was wearing fell to the ground, revealing 5'3" of naked stepsister. Rob just stood there for a moment, his heart thudding in his chest. He made to say something, anything, but nothing was forthcoming. He just stared at her. "What's wrong? It's nothing you haven't seen before," she said matter-of-factly as she went to the dresser and opened one of the drawers. This was true, but he'd never seen much of it, and what he had seen had been a very long time ago. What was Sarah playing at? Was she engineering some spectacular, extra humiliating punishment for his misuse of her underwear? He wondered what this punishment could be as he stared in awe at the perfect curve of her ass as she took something from the top drawer of the dresser. She turned to face him and he saw that Sarah had an electric shaver in her hand. "Make yourself useful," she said, handing it to him. "What do you want me to do?" he asked, semi-catatonic. "You're going to shave me," she said. He just stared at her blankly. She frowned and pointed down. "Down there, stupid." "Isn't that something you could, you know, do yourself?" "It's easier if someone else does it," said Sarah, sitting down on the bed. "Max used to do it, but Max isn't here anymore, so you can fill in. Or would you rather I tell Mum and Dad about, you know?" She picked up the knickers he'd been using to pleasure himself and dangled them in front of him. "No, thank you." "Okay, then," said his stepsister and flopped on the bed. Her tits bounced deliciously as her body hit the mattress. His cock had been temporarily paralysed by the shock of what had just happened in the last 5 minutes, but as he looked at his stepsister's body all laid out before him, it sprang back into action with its customary zeal. "Are you ready?" asked Sarah, a look of quiet amusement on her face, as she watched her slack-jawed brother staring at her body, the shaver buzzing quietly in his hand. Her stepbrother snapped out of it. Okay, he mumbled, obviously without a clue as to what to do. "I think it would be best if you got on your knees," she gently suggested, in a very big sister kind of way. He did just that, kneeling in front of her. "Right, here we go," Sarah said, and without further ado spread her legs apart, leaving Rob with his face a matter of inches away from her beautiful hair-covered slit. Rob's cock was now painfully hard in his trousers, but he nearly came in his pants when his sister pulled her legs up and put them on the bed either side of her. This caused the slit of her pussy to open, exposing the moist pinkness within. The hood that had hid her clit to pull him back to reveal the hot bead beneath. He looked at Sarah. "Be gentle," she said. He brought the shaver up next to his stepsister's vagina. He hesitated. "Is it easier if I do this?" asked Sarah, as she grabbed her legs and pulled them up and back, exposing even more of her pink moistness. "That's good," he said, feigning nonchalance, as if there was nothing out of the ordinary in shaving your stepsister's vagina. He put one hand on a hot thigh, just inches away from her pussy in order to steady himself. The touch of her soft skin and the heat that was coming off it caused his thick penis to jerk hard in his trousers. He brought the shaver up and started to run it through the hair that covered Sarah's mound. He stared in fascination as the shaver exposed more and more of his stepsister's vagina, stripping away hair from the slightly swollen lips, revealing the clit in all its glory. Sarah's clit was even more swollen, the hood forced further back, exposing more of the hot pink nub. It took 2 minutes to completely remove the hair. When he'd finished, Rob stared in fascination. The mound of Sarah's pussy looked even more generous and plump without the hair. "Hold on," asked Sarah, a slight unsteadiness in her voice. He hadn't looked at her all the time he was shaving, all his concentration devoted to the job at hand. Now their eyes met. Sarah was trying to look matter-of-fact, but her cheeks were flushed. "It looks good," he said. "It feels good," replied Sarah, sitting up and putting her hand between her legs. "Nice and smooth." She looked at her stepbrother. "You should try it." He didn't know what to say. "I'll do it if you want. Return the favour. You'll probably end up injuring yourself if you do it. Come on, stand up." Rob didn't resist. He got slowly to his feet and his stepsister leaned forward to unbutton his jeans. The massive bulge was unmistakable and she gave it a playful squeeze. "I have to say, you've grown into quite a big boy." She looked up and grinned at him as she unbuttoned his fly. Sarah pulled his jeans down so that he was standing in just his underpants. His heart was beating in his chest, and his legs were slightly shaky. Sarah paused her hands on the elastic of his underpants, mock concern on her face. "Are you okay, Rob? You look a little bit poorly." He smiled down at her. "I'm fine." "Okay," she said and pulled his underpants down, finally unleashing his rock-hard cock, the cool air tingling against his hot cock meat as it twitched inches from his stepsister's face. Very impressive, cooed Sarah, as her stepbrother's swollen purple cockhead bobbed in front of her. She looked up at him. I think shaving me might have turned you on a bit. She gave his cock a playful slap. Bad brother, she giggled. Rob flinched, his sister's slap sending his member into small spasm of twitches. God, a few more of them and he'd be spraying his load in her face. He sat down on the bed. Lie back, said Sarah. He reclined back on his elbows and spread his legs to allow his stepsister access to his cock and balls. Sarah rested her elbows on his hips as she watched his throbbing dick twitching on his stomach. God, you're turned on. Look at this. She grabbed his thick shaft firmly in her warm hand and brought the cockhead up for closer inspection. Rob groaned, but his stepsister didn't appear to hear him. She was fascinated by the liquid leaking out of the end of his dick. You're leaking pre-cum, she said, putting her finger to his piss slit. She rubbed the swollen slit, causing Rob to groan again, and pulled her finger away, leaving a string of pre-cum connecting her finger to his cock. She wiped this moisture on her stepbrother's abdomen. Can I ask you a question? Fire away, her brother deadpanned, trying to control his breathing. Are you a virgin? What's it to you? I'll take that as a yes. Maybe. So how far have you gone with the girl? You know, kissing. Kissing, that's it. Megan let me touch her tits a few times through her clothing. What else? Asked his stepsister as she gripped his cock. That's it. God, no wonder you were wanking in my knickers. She gave his cock a slight squeeze and it bucked in her grip. Rob let out another groan. Right, let's get you shaved, she said, flicking on the shaver. She pulled her stepbrother's cock towards her slightly to strip away the hair that surrounded the base of the shaft. Then she shaved away the tufts of hair on either side, leaving his balls with a light covering of hair. Rob was shivering slightly now. He was worried that any sudden movements on his stepsister's part was going to unleash a blizzard of hot spunk out of his cock. I've got to be careful now, said Sarah, as she gently cupped his hot, heavy balls. This sounded ominous. What are you doing? He groaned. Got to get the hair off your balls without cutting the sack, she said cheerfully. Yeah, please be careful. Sarah giggled as she gripped his balls and Rob couldn't help but laugh as well. She ran the blade lightly over the sack, the contact sending delicious tingles through his balls and causing the spunk that filled them to boil even hotter. Lift your bottom up, said Sarah when she'd finished trimming his balls. You've got a little bit of hair down there. Rob lifted his legs up and shivered as his stepsister put her hand on the inside of his right buttock and pulled it back. Do me a favour, she said, looking up at him from between his legs. Pull your other cheek open as well. He obliged her, and Sarah started to run the razor along the crack of his arse, causing him to gasp as it ran over his anus. Oh my God, that's really tingly, he half groaned, half giggled. What? When I do that? She giggled and ran the razor across his anus again. Yeah, that, he groaned. Right, you're all done, said Sarah. She ran a finger along his arse crack and paused on his arsehole, running the tip of a finger around it for a moment. This elicited a low groan from her stepbrother. Then she turned the shaver off and climbed back up between her stepbrother's legs, resting her elbows on his hips again. She gripped his cock, which hadn't lost any of its hardness. Doesn't that look good now? She gave the shaft a tiny shake. The thing is, brother, if you've got a fat dick like this, you shouldn't hide it behind pubes. They were taking about an inch off it. Now when you show it to a girl, she's guaranteed to be impressed. Although, of course, you need to get a girlfriend first. She let go of his cock and let it fall against his abdomen. Rob looked at his stepsister for a moment. His eyes were full of peeling. Please. He was so consumed with lust that it sounded pitiful.
What?
Sarah looked genuinely nonplussed. I can't help you with that. I'm your stepsister. That would be wrong. Rob just stared at her for a moment. Surely she was choking. But she looked deadly serious. He groaned in frustration and put his hand over his eyes. This was torture. To build up this level of lust and then nothing. That was cruel. It was then that he heard his stepsister's mischievous giggle as she grabbed his cock and gave a big lick from the bottom of the shaft right up to the pre-cum oozing piss slip. The feel of the slight roughness of his sister's tongue against the hot, sensitive meat of his cock nearly sent him over the edge. Oh, fuck, he gasped. Sarah gurgled again. Even I'm not that cruel. I'll tell you what. I'll show you some things that girls might do to you, just so that you're ready when the time comes. She gave his cock a squeeze. I suppose it's kind of my sisterly duty. She gave his cock another long lick. This time, her tongue lingered on the piss slit, moving backwards and forwards along the hole, before giving it a dainty kiss. They might like to lick it, said Sarah. But they might also put it in their mouth. And with that, she plunged her head down and took 5 inches of his cock in her mouth. Rob cried out. It was the most incredible sensation he had ever felt, as his cock was instantly enveloped in hot, tight ecstasy. His stepsister's dainty mouth stretched tight across his hot, throbbing cock. He leaned forward and grabbed a handful of his sister's hair, running his hands through its softness as she kept her mouth on his cock, moving slowly around the hot meat. After a minute, Sarah pulled her mouth off and looked into the flushed, breathless face of her stepbrother. Something like that, she giggled. Please do that again. Are you sure? You sounded like you were in pain. No, that definitely wasn't painful. She laughed and went down again. Rob groaned and laid on his back as his stepsister worked his cock with her mouth. God, that felt amazing. Lust was overcoming him, flowing through his blood, flooding his brain. He moved to get up off the bed so he was standing above Sarah. He gently gripped her head, took his cock from her mouth, rubbing the bulbous cockhead against her beautiful lips. Please suck it, he groaned. His sister acquiesced, her head bobbing up and down in a hot weight rhythm. His legs felt weak as he realised he wasn't that far from blowing a load of thick spunk into her mouth. He had an obscene urge. Lie on the bed, he grunted, extracting himself from Sarah's mouth. He took her by the shoulders and moved her back up to the bed. He opened her legs and she lay back. Rob got on the bed as well and knelt between her legs. He took his thick cock and put the head of it against her puffy, pussy lips. Sarah groaned quietly. For a second he just held it there, savouring the heat coming from Sarah's swollen mound. Then he started to run his cock up and down the soaked groove, all the way up to her engorged clit. His stepsister started moaning as he increased the rhythm, more and more of her pussy juice coasting his throbbing cockhead each time he slid it up. Oh, it felt so good, sending delicious tingles through his cock and into his balls. He was so close. He moved his cock up so that it was pressing directly against Sarah's clit. She gasped as he started to rub the end of his cock against the nub. The feeling of a swollen clit rubbing into his piss slit felt amazing. Their liquids mixed together, pre-cum and pussy juice frothing up. His stepsister was shaking as he gasped for breath. I'm going to come, she squealed, her hips starting to buck up to ensure maximum contact between her clit and her brother's cock. Oh God, I think I'm going to come as well, gasped Rob. Then everything exploded. Pure ecstasy erupted as Rob pressed his cock head firmly against his sister's clit, the motion finally pushing her over the edge too. He grunted as the first blast of hot thick cum erupted out of his cock, exploding off his stepsister's clit, causing the spunk to splatter up her belly, almost reaching her shaking tits as she screamed in orgasm. Rob pulled his cock back slightly, lost in the ecstasy, but managing to keep it aimed at his sister's quivering twat, drowning her swollen slit in jet after jet of hot cum. Rob staggered backwards off the bed, his rubbery legs nearly giving way beneath him. He looked at his stepsister gasping for breath as she came down from her orgasm. He looked at her pussy and stomach, covered in thick white spunk from his 17-year-old cock. Her soaking mound still trembling when she got up on her elbows, her face flushed red. She looked him straight in the eye. "Fuck me," she said. It wasn't a request, it was an order. Sarah had toyed with her sibling enough. Now her hot throbbing cunt soaked in his boy cum, the smell of it in her nose. All she wanted was his thick cockweed spraying another load inside her. Rob didn't even think about it. His mind and body was intoxicated with pure lust, just like Sarah. His cock had lost none of its hardness since he sprayed on her. He crawled up between his stepsister's legs, his cock rubbing against her hot wet slit. They kissed hungrily. He sucked on Sarah's tongue as they stared into each other's eyes. He felt her hand on his cock, guiding him towards her hole. "There," his stepsister gasped. "Push." Rob thrust forward impatiently, but his cock slid up on the spunk that he'd sprayed onto her pussy. She squealed in frustration and grabbed his cock again. Her voice trembled. "Please, put it in." She positioned it again and Rob pushed forward, slower this time. For a second, there was no give. Rob paused and then pushed again, slightly harder. And then the siblings suddenly gasped in unison. Soaking hotness surrounded Rob's cock as it slid into his stepsister's tight pussy, the quivering walls clinging to his cock as he pushed into her. He groaned as he bottomed out, his throbbing cock buried deep in her depths. Sarah wrapped her legs tightly around him as he started to thrust into her, pushing again and again into the wet heat of her vagina, striving to get as deep as possible into her, thrusting up towards her womb. "Fuck me," squealed Sarah, as her stepbrother fucked her faster and faster, possessed by animal lust. Rob looked down to where his fur cock was stretching Sarah's pussy, the pistoning of his engorged penis causing the spunk and pussy juice to froth up around his cock meat. "Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking come," gasped Sarah as she started to tremble beneath him. She pulled her legs tighter around Rob's ass as her pussy went into spasms around his cock. It was all too much, and with a yell, Rob thrust as far as he could into his stepsister, pushing his swollen cock head up to the quivering entrance of her womb. He let out a strangled animal cry, pure ecstasy washing over his body as thick ribbons of cum blasted out of his cock and splattered across the pink walls of Sarah's womb. Again and again he thrust, spraying more thick spunk into his stepsister's belly. Oh, 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 oh,
Eventually, they were both still, exhausted from their lovemaking. After a moment, Sarah said, "So how was your first time?" Rob looked at his beautiful stepsister and smiled. "Amazing, but I think the second time could be even better." He climbed on and straddled her. To Sarah's amazement, his cock was getting hard again. "I've created a monster," she giggled. She took hold of his throbbing cock. "Okay then," she said. "Round two."